Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
Our goal today is to make our guest laugh uncontrollably.
He's cracking a smile.
I know.
I have a big smile. I have a big smile. My teeth are small, but my smile is big.
There you go.
It's very awkward.
That is the name of this segment.
My teeth are small.
Tiny teeth.
But my smile is big. It's going on the website.
See that now.
See? I show more gums when I smile than teeth. It's the weirdest thing.
It's a good thing we're not on Facebook Live today. Yeah. Might weird people out.
That would
a
be a
bit.
Great thing.
Maybe. People would run away screaming. I don't know.
So do you think our guest needs an introduction now that he's given it away with his voice?
Have I given it away?
We have in studio a familiar voice for our morning listeners of KFUO, the host of Oratio, Pastor Ken Bomberger. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me. It's a privilege to be here.
It's fun having you in studio with us. Instead of like watching you from outside the other studio when you...
It's very exciting to be here on live radio. I just can't believe it. It's what everyone who went through the drive-thru told me I should be good at. And hey, you shouldn't be delivering tacos through a window. You should be on the radio.
That is a story right there.
You have arrived.
Yeah, well, here I am. Send me.
So, tell us about you. What was your journey?
Me.
Yeah. Where are you from? What do you like doing?
Oh, I'm a tremendously boring person.
You keep saying that, but I don't believe you.
I was homeschooled through high school. I was privileged to play basketball and football out in the wilds of Eastern Oregon, which is, probably about 50 miles from Washington and Idaho, respectively.
There's a lot of hills and mountains out there, isn't
there? Yeah, it's really beautiful.
Yeah.
Everyone on Western Oregon, where the rain falls constantly and you'll never get a day of sunshine in your life, they say it's a desert out here. However, we say that it's the way God intended it, and we conserve our water appropriately and don't sell it to other states.
Is that why you require so much water in studio?
No, I'm just compensating. I had some sort of bug in my sinus, and not a insect bug. That would be a
very different conversation.
Right. You have like sparked all kinds of ideas this morning, but we only have so much time. So I'm going to go back to playing basketball and football. You mentioned you were a homeschool student.
Homeschooled, yeah.
For those unfamiliar with the homeschool lifestyle and homeschool, when you say you play basketball and football, those unfamiliar with homeschool might think that you were playing on a team of one. And football on a team of one could be quite challenging.
And very lonely.
And I know very little about football, but I know that usually there's more than one on a team.
Really challenging when your teammates get down on you, when you got a team of one. It's just,
it's a rough day.
Hard to pull yourself up by the bootstraps, or the cleat straps in this case. But yeah, I played at the nearby local high school.
Uh-huh.
And they had some sort of wishy-washy law that allowed us homeschoolers to partake in extracurricular activities. And, so music and band and choir and after-school sports.
Excellent.
And it gave me a love of violent sports for the rest of my life.
Now,
basketball is violent?
Oh, sister.
Apparently when you play with
I am
Pastor
apparently
Lomberger.
Not playing basketball properly.
All right, you mentioned drive-through tacos.
Yeah,
was this one of your jobs in the past?
It was a summer job through college and sometimes winter, depending on when I could get hours. And it was just at the taco time over there in La Grande, Oregon. And it was... a lovely, boring life.
Now, at taco time, did you didn't have the privilege of asking, would you want fries with that, did you?
We served a seasoned tater tot, which was called a Mexi fry.
Of course.
Now, some people may take issue with it, but you have to try it before you knock it. It's very, very tasty.
Sounds like another field trip.
I know. You've like run through all of my questions in the jar of random questions for the coffee hour already, just tackling them with these great stories. Let's talk a little bit about Oratio.
Oratio.
And what you
is your phone not on silent?
It is.
I didn't even hear it.
I didn't either.
I felt it.
Oratio.
Oratio.
In one or two words, how would you describe Oratio?
Prayer. That's literally what oratio means, mm-hmm. is prayer. And if we can give our listeners a devotion on their way through chaos in the morning. I drove here. I've seen it. Last week, we almost had a collision or two or three because everyone loves driving in the rain and hydroplaning. But if we can provide some semblance of devotion and order, even when it's a very difficult time to find personal devotion times, mm-hmm. So we can just give them the Word of God and a time for reflection and introspection and, in particular, meditation on the Word, and that is I think the goal of oratio. Give them a chance to pray with their eyes open and hands on the steering wheel.
If you're driving, yeah.
If you're not driving, hope that your driver maintains a good driving stance, 2 and 10, and appropriate driving speed for the conditions of the weather.
You would never know by listening to oratio, which is very meditative, prayerful time, that he's also quite the comedian too.
Yeah,
to me, it's such a diverse talent.
Well, thank you. I like to think I'm funny looking and funny sometimes. And sometimes when I see a mirror, I realize I am. So it's a blessing to be recognized as funny looking here as well. I've been told I have a face and a voice for radio.
Well, we're glad to have your voice on with us. It's nice to listen to.
Yeah. She didn't say it's nice to have your face in the same booth as us.
I'm just going to move on before I dig any deeper into that hole. Do you have a favorite book of the Bible or a favorite collection of books of the Bible that you would really enjoy studying?
Yes. I was recently, in the last couple of years, very, very turned on to Leviticus by the works of John Kleinig. His Concordia commentary on it just flips the whole boring regulation and sacrifice and blood and blah, blah, blah. And you have to do this and you have to do that. And he flips it all on its head and he makes it all about Jesus. Every single nuance points to Christ in Leviticus. And it's just glorious. After every chapter, he has this little devotion all about Christ, how it points to Christ. And it's just fantastic. I can't sing this praises of that book enough. But if I had to single one book out, I would be Genesis. Because the creation and early earth is just super fascinating to me, and there's so much hidden gospel in there if you can find it. It's just fantastic. It's great.
Mm. He's all bubbly now.
I know.
You wouldn't tell from the voice, though.
So you, Genesis is your favorite book. You said there's all this grace, this gospel hidden in
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely, absolutely.
How so? What are
Well, look at the days of creation, for example. Mm-hmm. You have, we got 6 days of creation, except there's not 6 days of creation. There's 3 days of prep, and then there's 3 days of inhabitants, right? You got the first day, let there be light, and there was light, and there's an expanse in the heavens. And then you have on the corresponding day, inhabitants for the expanse of the heavens. You have stars and suns and galaxies and cool stuff like that. And then on the next day, it's waters above and waters below. And so you have inhabitants for the waters above and the waters below on the corresponding second day. I'm trying to keep it straight in my mind.
I wish we had Facebook Live on today because he's like showing us with his hands.
Cat's cradle with my fingers here. And of course, on the third day, you have dry land appearing and vegetation. And then the corresponding day, you have dwellers in that land. So God's detailed forethought for his whole creation, not just humans, not just critters on Earth, but even for the celestial beings, the stars and the galaxies. To dwell in this vast expanse, it's just amazing. It's wonderful.
It's so cool.
I love in Genesis, one of the things I like to reflect on is the very account of creation that you were describing. Just the fact that God spoke And it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
We have a 4-year-old son. I speak and nothing happens.
I have children too.
I love him dearly. Granted, I shouldn't say that nothing happens. Sometimes something happens. We're working on that. No,
is it what you want it to happen? That's the other question.
There's just the amazing power of God's word.
Yeah.
That when he speaks, it's creative. It creates out of nothing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Which is mind-boggling.
Mm.
Because, I can't
do that.
Can't
fathom that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. He says, let there be light, and there's light.
Yeah.
I say, Alexa, turn on the lights, and there's light. And I'm apologizing to all the listeners whose lights just turned on because they have their home automation system connected to
that's fantastic.
That device.
Didn't broadcasters get in trouble for that when Siri first?
I think
had the
so.
Audible? Hey Siri.
Oh, don't do that.
Turn off the phone. No,
I remember that happening. Like everybody's phones freaked out one time because it was on. I don't know if it was TV or radio. And
yeah, all our devices are listening devices.
Yeah.
You know, folks can listen to Orazio on Alexa on those smart speakers at home.
Oh my!
Yeah, all you have to say is Alexa, play KFUO, and it goes right to KFUO on TuneIn Radio.
That is amazing technology. Slightly creepy, but amazing. So. It's an amazing time that we live in these days. You know.
Just a half an I started to say half an hour.
Half an hour.
Half a minute. Half an hour left.
Half an hour.
Just a half a minute left. Your favorite go-to beverage, I guess, since you're from Oregon, it's water. Sarah's a coffee drinker. So.
I love coffee. I really love Coffee by Gillespie. He was a classmate at. Not my class, but a schoolmate at seminary, actually vicared at my vicarage congregation.
Oh.
And so there's this unspoken bond. Actually, I owe him a steak dinner because he provided me with a necessary thing for
that
my,
is on ooh, record
class.
Now.
I know. There you go. It's recorded. It'll be in the archives on our website. Check out Orazio weekdays, 7 a.m., KFUO.org with Pastor Bomberger. Thanks so much for being our guest on the Coffee Hour today, sir.
It's been a blast.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.